You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
It's another edition of MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Brian McTaggart. Always fun to talk B-tags, but let's jump in a season of wonderful stories and a lot of fun for the Houston Astros. More and more interesting moments will emerge, and very recently was the debut of Lance McCullers, who was a very high draft pick and a highly thought of prospect. What did you make, and what was the general reaction to his big league debut?
Well, we certainly saw the electric stuff, I think, that we'd all heard about in Corpus all year long. Came out with a plus fastball, firing 93, 94 miles an hour. Didn't appear overmatched or scared. Just a nice, fluid delivery. Just fun to watch pitch. You know, not a big guy, but he's probably less than 6 feet. But, I mean, he slings it in there pretty good. And he had strikeouts in all three of his pitches, fastball, his breaking ball, and his changeup. Which the changeup is the pitch he's been working on that's kind of got him to where he is now. But, I think he's going to be a guy that competes. You can tell he's got a lot of confidence. And, you know, he had the rough inning in the second inning. There was a lot of traffic. He allowed one run, and then he came back and retired nine in a row and got to the fifth. And, his pitch count got up there a little bit. But all in all, I think it was, a positive debut, giving up one run and four and two-thirds. Certainly he's got to get more efficient, but I think he'll only get better as we go along, and I certainly see no reason why the Astros won't give him another start to see what he can do.
Was he disappointed that he was unable to get to that five-inning mark?
Yeah, they had he gave up a two-out walk, a couple of walks back-to-back. They had a lefty coming up, so he kind of figured they might bring on a lefty to bring on Thatcher to face a lefty, and that's exactly what they did, but he had the second inning, he probably threw, maybe 30, 35 pitches, and that's kind of what did him in. But he came back out in the third and threw, I think, maybe 10, 12 pitches. So that's a good sign for him to rebound, because it looked like in the second inning he might not even survive past that inning, and he went ahead and went close to 100 pitches. So we'll see where he goes, but certainly reason for optimism. He's throwing 93, 94 miles an hour, 95, and throwing harder than any other starter they have in the rotation right now, so they need that.
Yeah. Well, pretty cool. And you got to help me out, though. What was going on with the cleats, with the Batman logo on the back?
Yeah, someone got a whiff of that when he was warming up, and it kind of blew up all over the internet. But talking to Lance after the game, he said that when he was in Corpus Christi, they were on the road, and he only took his game cleats with him. He's a big Batman fan, so he had a Batman logo on the back of his cleats. So the only pair of cleats he had were the ones with the Batman logo. And so when he got called up to the majors, all his other cleats were still in Corpus. So he walked in the clubhouse and decided that he was going to have to wear his Batman cleats. And, after the game, some of his teammates were giving him a hard time about it. But we'll have to see what Major League Baseball has to say about it, because I don't know if they allow that kind of thing. But, they certainly were the same cleats he wore all year, or I guess the first 2 months of the Texas League. And he pitched pretty well in them. But says he loves Batman. He has the trilogy and all that stuff. So we'll see where it goes from there.
That's cool. I kind of like it. So McCullers gets that start, and as you point out, maybe a second. And great for him, and it was nice how it worked out for the Astros. What about Mark Capel? How does he figure in this? And what are the thoughts about his near term future then?
Yeah, if you would have told us at the start of the year a pitcher in Double-A was going to make his debut, I think everyone would have put their money on Appel. But Appel is still in Double-A and still floundering a bit. I mean, the thing with Mark is he's got the stuff. He's like McCullers, and that he has the stuff, maybe even better stuff. But he's just falling behind hitters. He's not attacking hitters. He's falling behind 1-0, 2-0, putting himself in bad counts. His pitch counts get really up there. Even when he's pitched well, his pitch counts are really high just because he's falling behind so many hitters. So and that's the thing they're trying to get worked out right now, is just to get him to attack hitters more early in the count. And there's probably a lot of guys in the rotation at AAA that heard McCullers were coming up and like, what in the world is going on? But I think that's kind of a signal where the Astros are now. They got some prospects, and if you're AAA or you're in Double-A and you're not getting it done, and there's another guy who's 21 and he's got the stuff and the numbers, they're going to give him a shot. That's kind of where they're at right now. It's not like it was in the old days where they reach down in AAA and find you know, the best guy of the bunch who's down there not struggling. And now they have the prospects coming up, and maybe Vincent Velasquez now at Double A, maybe he's the next guy that's going to put pressure on some of these arms. But Appel's got some things to work out. You know, he's almost 2 years removed from being the number one draft pick, and when he was a senior out of college, and you certainly think he's looking around at what McCullers is doing, and a lot of the guys from his draft class are up here now in the major leagues, and it's probably time for him to get going a little bit. So, you know, he's still got time. He's still young. He's got the stuff, and, you know, mentally everything is there. So Doug Brocale's working with him, and if anybody can get him to attack the strike zone, I think it would be Doug Brocale.
Yeah, I'll agree with that one. While he is young, at least in terms of professional experience, I think that is sort of that's the touchy part about drafting college pitchers, right? Especially guys who've gone the full 4 years is, you know, you want to see him matriculate pretty quickly. And it hasn't happened quite as quickly as it maybe should have for him.
Yeah, I remember when he was drafted, you know, people on TV were like, oh, he'll be pitching in the Astros by July. And, you know, there were setbacks along the way. But, you know, certainly we thought by 2 years he would be in the rotation. Maybe he will be at some point this year. I still would kind of tend to believe he could be in Houston at some point this year. But, you know, he's going to have to change some things and pick it up a little bit. Because, like we said, McCullers could be here to stay, and Vincent Velasquez could be coming. And then there's more of these kids with these big arms coming behind him.
Switching gears a little bit, George Springer is back from the concussion protocol layoff there, whatever, however we term that these days. How's he looked? What's going on with George Springer?
Well, look at the game he had Monday night. He got to the plate four times, drew three walks, and then hit about a 415-foot out, which Sam Fold made a great catch on in center field, probably would have been out in a lot of ballparks. So he's still putting good swings on the ball. The thing about George is his average is not where he wants it to be, obviously under 200, but, you know, he is providing some pop still, and his on-base percentage for his average is really good. He's among, I think he's in the top 10 in the league in walks, so, and he's in among the top two or three in stolen bases. So he's doing everything the Astros need him to do except just maybe shortening his stroke a little bit more, not trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark every time, getting those singles, getting that average up there. You know, he swings hard, and I think the harder the guy throws, the harder George swings. And, you know, I think they need him to cut down on that swing a little bit. Instead of swinging 110%, swing 90%. Take the single the other way instead of trying to hit the home run. And he, you know, he did that last year at this time in May. He said he slowed the game down. He was the rookie of the month in May, and the hits started to come. So kind of waiting for that switch to go on because everything else is falling in line. I mean, he was gone for a week, and they missed him, even though he's hitting like 180 or 190. When he's out of the lineup, that's a hole just because he walks and his defense and he runs. And he'll hit a home run every now and then. So he starts getting those singles to fall, hitting the ball in the gap a little bit, being satisfied with that kind of thing instead of the 430-foot homer. You know, I think he'll be all right.
Yeah. His on-base percentage is still right there, league average, maybe a little better. It is a funny team, though. You have five regulars hitting below 215. They're still scoring runs. They still do hit for power. Obviously off to a terrific start this year. You know, I know it's a creative front office and that they have visions of, you know, creating successful teams in ways that are somewhat more unconventional. That being said, Are they concerned? Do they see issues at all with the low batting averages?
Yeah, they would like them to be higher, but they also, you know, like being 12 games over 500. So, you know, things are working right now. The thing about the lineup, yeah, there's four or five guys that are hitting 220 or below, but everybody in the lineup has pop. And I think that's the thing that really has carried them is that from Rasmus to Valbuena, who has 10 home runs, even Altuve is showing pop to them. We're bottom of the lineup. Marisnik can hit the ball out of the ballpark. So they're kind of getting by a little bit on guys struggling, but then they'll have a game where they hit three home runs and a couple of guys are on base, and their pitching is good enough to where they win 5-2, 5-3. So they're living on long balls and walks, and, you know, they need those averages to get higher. And, you know, if any of these guys can come around, Gattis and Springer and Jason Castro, we haven't talked much about. He struggled all spring. If these guys can come around and they keep hitting these home runs, all of a sudden, and they get the pitching they have, boy, the sky's the limit. Because here we are, almost a quarter into the season, with this lineup and these low averages, and they have a 5-6 game lead in the division.
Yeah, one of the great, if not maybe the great story of this Major League season so far, the Houston Astros, and the guy telling the story, Brian McTaggart. Oh. Thanks as always, man.
Okay, Dave. Talk to you later.
All right, Brian McTaggart, MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.